Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Drawing Pad for Toddlers, 1-3 Square Blank Paper Journal for Drawing, Doodling, Writing and Sketching. Large Drawing Book, 100 Pages by Zemen Book Corner, is an independently published activity book designed for very young children. Rather than offering lessons, prompts, or guided exercises, it provides a large blank canvas intended for open-ended creative use. The format is simple and practical square pages, ample space for marks and shapes, and a low-pressure setting for early drawing, scribbling, and first writing attempts. Its purpose is developmental as much as recreational, since toddlers at this stage benefit from hands-on repetition, visual exploration, and free mark-making that supports fine motor control and early coordination. The book fits within the toddler activity and early creativity category, where utility matters more than narrative structure or instruction. In that sense, it functions as a tool for parents, caregivers, and early learners who want a straightforward drawing space that is easy to use at home, on the go, or during quiet play. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a blank page format built for open-ended toddler creativity. The central design choice in this book is its blank page format, which removes the pressure of following prompts or completing structured activities. For toddlers aged 1 to 3, that matters because creativity at this stage is often exploratory rather than representational. Children are usually learning how tools feel in the hand, how marks appear on paper, and how repeated motion creates visible results. A blank journal supports that process by allowing scribbling, doodling, coloring, and early drawing without any expectation of correctness. This makes the book less like a curriculum and more like a creative surface. That distinction is important because very young children often engage more freely when there is no right or wrong outcome. The open format also lets caregivers adapt the use of the book to the child's current ability, whether the child is making simple lines, circles, or more deliberate shapes. In practical terms, the book functions as a flexible first art space rather than a guided workbook. Secondly, square pages and large size support small hands and early mark making. The Square 8, 5x8, 5-inch format is one of the book's most practical features. For toddlers, page shape and scale affect how comfortably they can interact with a drawing surface. A square page offers a balanced layout that feels less intimidating than a narrow notebook page and gives the child a broad area for movement in multiple directions. The size is also large enough to accommodate broad strokes, repeated lines, and early spatial experimentation, which are common in very young children. Because toddlers do not yet have fully refined motor control, a generous page helps reduce frustration and makes accidental marks part of the creative process rather than a problem. This format can also help adults supervise more easily, since the child has space to work without crowding, compared with small activity books. The larger drawing area better matches the physical movement patterns of early childhood, where arm motion is often more important than precision. The result is a page layout that is developmentally aligned with toddler use. Thirdly, early drawing practice that also supports pre-writing development. Although the book is not an instructional handwriting guide, it still has value for pre-writing development. Toddlers typically begin by making uncontrolled scribbles and gradually move toward more intentional lines, loops, and repeated shapes. A blank drawing pad gives them the space to rehearse those motions naturally. That matters because early writing readiness depends less on formal letter formation at first and more on strengthening the hand, wrist, and eye-hand coordination needed to control a pencil or crayon. The book can therefore serve as a bridge between play and later writing skills. Children may use it to imitate adult writing, practice holding a crayon, or experiment with marks that resemble letters long before they can actually write them. This kind of use is especially valuable because it keeps the activity low stakes. There is no pressure to complete exercises, so the child can build familiarity with writing tools through repetition and curiosity. In that sense, the book supports foundational learning through simple practice rather than direct instruction. Fourthly, a portable quiet time resource for home, travel, and supervised play, the book's usefulness extends beyond pure art activity because it is easy to integrate into everyday routines. A simple blank drawing pad can function as a quiet time tool during home play, travel, waiting periods, or transitions between activities. For caregivers, that flexibility is important because toddlers often need brief, manageable engagements that do not require setup or cleanup beyond basic drawing materials. A pad like this can be handed to a child quickly and used with crayons, pencils, or markers depending on the setting. Its portability makes it more practical than larger craft projects or messy art supplies, especially when parents want an activity that is contained and predictable. The absence of complex instructions also means the adult does not need to supervise active task completion. Instead, supervision can focus on safe use of materials and general engagement. this makes the book well-suited to routine use in situations where a child needs calm, independent-looking but still supervised activity. Its utility comes from simplicity, not from novelty. Lastly, a simple alternative to instruction-heavy toddler activity books within the toddler activity book category. This title stands out by doing very little beyond providing space. Many books for ages 1 to 3 rely on colors, shapes, numbers, tracing, or themed prompts, which can be useful but also limiting if a child is not ready for structured tasks. This book takes the opposite approach by leaving the page open. That makes it especially suitable for children who prefer free drawing or who are still in the earliest stage of mark making. It also gives parents a flexible option when they want a reusable creative surface without needing to match a specific lesson plan. The simplicity is a strength because it reduces decision fatigue for adults and avoids overcomplicating the child's experience. Its value comes from being adaptable, developmentally gentle, and easy to use in many contexts. Compared with more structured toddler books, it is more open-ended and less prescriptive. In conclusion, Drawing Pad for Toddlers 1-3 is best suited to parents, caregivers, and early childhood settings that want a straightforward, low-friction creative tool for very young children. It is especially useful for toddlers who are beginning to explore crayons, pencils, and other drawing materials but are not yet ready for tracing books or structured learning activities. The main benefit is developmental. It gives children space to practice grip, movement, eye-hand coordination, and early mark making without pressure. It also works well as a quiet activity for travel or home routines because it is simple to deploy and easy to understand. What makes it stand out among similar toddler books is its commitment to openness. Instead of trying to teach numbers, letters, or themes, it offers a large blank surface that lets the child lead the activity. That makes it less specialized than many activity books, but also more adaptable. For families who value free drawing and early creative exploration, this book is a practical and sensible choice. If you would like to support ZM Book Corner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.